Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you're here. We have a lot of wind outside today, so we may have some difficulty hearing. We do the best we can. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who's most appropriate for you all, that's the callers and listeners today, will come through. Or somebody who is appropriate for what's going on in the world. Sometimes we're finding that's who comes through. We get no advance notice, and it's a lovely surprise. So, we are here to be of service, and we look forward to you callers calling in. The toll-free number to call on to ask a question is 888-627-6008, and the backup number is 323-744-4831. And so, here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is Isis.
Oh, Isis, welcome. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for all the help you're giving me. You're a wonderful healer, and you're making a difference in my body, and I'm very grateful.
You're entirely welcome, dear.
Do you have a message today before we get started for our callers and listeners?
I would suggest to everyone that when they're trying to decide how things are, that they look not out, but in. They will see a wholly different picture if they look in as opposed to out. And they will notice that things have gotten a lot better.
That's a wonderful idea. It goes along with our, that we are the creators of our reality. So looking within
Absolutely.
Is a good deal.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cindy, welcome.
Hi.
Hello, dear
one. Thank you for being here, Isis.
My pleasure.
I have quite a few questions, Mary. Justin Trudeau, president of premier, prime minister of Canada, at the UN, did he tell the Was he really being truthful, saying how he wants to help the Indigenous people of Canada?
Was he being truthful? Yes.
Will he be able to accomplish things towards that?
Yes, he won't get as far as he would like, but he will move that direction.
Okay, that's good news. Zuckerberg of FB, what is the real reason that he's saying he's turning over the Russian 2016 election ads to Congress?
Why is he doing that? Is that the question?
Yes.
Well, he hasn't done it, has he? He's only talking about
Well, that's... Oh, okay. So it's just a BS news story he's putting out there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The European Union is threatening to impose higher taxes on high-tech companies in the USA, such as Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, saying that even though they do not have a physical building in their country, that they're not paying their corporate taxes to the European Union. Is this actually true?
Is it true that they want to run the world? Yes.
Who's they? These companies or the European Union wants to make them pay corporate taxes?
Both.
Ah, So will the European Union succeed?
The European Union, as I expect you are aware, is losing all over the place. So I don't think they will be successful here either.
Okay. So when do you think the European Union will be totally broken up? No longer in existence.
No longer in existence. A year and 3.5 months.
Okay. Why is the Chinese Coast Guard sailing into Japanese territorial waters?
It's a bit of saber rattling.
Is this good that they're doing this?
Is it good? No, it's not good.
Okay, not good.
Will it come to any harm? No.
Okay. In the Philippines, the people are protesting martial law by President Ferdinand Marcos. Will they succeed in this?
Maybe partly.
Okay, so when will, at the present moment, when do you see the martial law no longer being in effect?
Thanksgiving.
Oh, cool. So is Ferdinand Marcos a good guy or a bad guy?
Yes.
Oh, a mixed bag, little of both?
Yes.
So when will he be removed from office or power?
You're looking at springtime.
So the person that will replace him will be for humanity?
Yes.
Cool. Okay. The Kurdish people are going to vote on independence. Will they be able to accomplish that?
Without a question.
And what is this telling the Kardashian, but the bad guys mafia? Kardashian mafia.
What is it telling them?
Yes.
Go pound sand.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
To go pound sand.
Oh, cool. Okay. FEMA is doing their normal thing, not letting food come in from volunteers and actually letting volunteers to provide help. Is this going to be, will they be able to, let's see, how can I word this? When is this going to stop FEMA doing this from letting people help?
Springtime.
Okay. So the people that are actually giving the orders not to let the volunteers help and the food and supplies come in, are they going to be arrested in springtime?
If they're lucky, that will be all it will be.
Oh, so what is the other alternative then, if they're not so lucky?
Jail.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought somebody might take them out. That's what I meant. Okay. And then John Huntsman, who Trump has picked to be the U.S. ambassador to Russia. I can't trust the news stories, but is Huntsman a good guy or a bad guy?
He's a good guy.
Oh, okay. So, okay, so that answers that, I guess. I can't think of anything to go with that. On the personal side, man I'm going to marry, I felt had a very huge shift in himself the last day or two. Will this help his inheritance get to him sooner that he's been waiting on, that he was told about?
Yes.
Okay. Previously, I'd been told late summer he would be getting his inheritance. Are you able to give a ballpark estimate of when he will get that?
5 3/4 weeks.
5 3/4 weeks. It was also said that he would be paying for me to come to France. Well, I thought the money I'm coming into would be what I'd be using to go to France. Will we both have access to our monies at the same time?
Bingo.
Okay, so will I be still flying out of Arizona to another location October 2nd for a temporary jaunt?
For temporary, yes.
Okay, so that's a done deal. I'll be flying out on October 2nd. It won't switch dates.
Switch to where?
To farther out. It wouldn't be, I mean, I will definitely be flying out October 2nd.
Or thereabout.
Okay. So, will Francois be back in France before the 5 3/4 weeks?
Yes.
Okay, great. Love you very much. I realize that the electricity meters that are attached to the house, the smart meters, are right in my bedroom. And this is currently where I have to have my computer. Are you able to negate the bad energies from the smart meters coming at me while I'm sleeping and in my room?
Only if you ask me.
Will you please? I would greatly be grateful if you would do this for me.
Done.
Thank you very much. Love to you very much, and I'm so grateful that you're here. And thank you, Rod and Mary. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy. The Mexico earthquake last week, Mexico City thereabouts, was that engineered by the nasties? Or was it Mother Earth doing necessary adjustments?
I think they call it geoengineering.
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay. What it was.
Okay. Geoengineering, which is the bad guys playing around with stuff. They're serious. Unfortunately, it is their agenda. Okay. The hurricane, particularly hitting Puerto Rico so very badly, does that have anything to do with the fact that the IRS is headquartered in Puerto Rico, in which case they would be attacking their own people? Or was it just to create havoc per se or some other reason?
Havoc per se. They have long since let go of any idea of coordinated plan.
Okay, so they weren't, the IRS being headquartered there wasn't involved necessarily. No, they're not
right.
coordinated.
No.
Their personnel have dropped significantly, right?
Yes.
And their funding, so they're almost out of funds. So they have to do things that don't cost much money, but create whatever fear they can. It's what I imagine is going on. And the existing HARP installations that are the geoengineering and the other things they use, they're relatively not as costly because they have all the equipment.
Already installed.
So they can use it at a lower cost compared to some other things they've done in the past.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it looks like the remaining hurricanes are not going to hit the United States land mass. Is that true?
That is so, dear.
All right. That is awesome. I have a client and friend in Virginia Beach, and yesterday I texted him because I read on weather.com that Virginia Beach was completely flooded and was a mess. And so I was concerned. And he said, oh, we've got blue skies and sunshine. And I'm going, oh, good. Okay. That is good. All right. I am aware that a lot of the weather reporting is not quite accurate. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I want you to give the host a message.
Yes, I will.
That dog loves him.
Okay, Chloe?
Yes.
So, Chloe doing okay now? Is she fine? She's great. She's fantastic. Okay. She's out of all discomfort and... for our listeners and callers, this was a very special dog that Rod had to leave on Kauai when he came to Maui and left with a good friend who's been taking care of her. But she was having health issues and she did pass today. So he got the news like 10 minutes before the radio show. So thank you, Isis, for saying that. I will be happy to give him that message and he will be happy about that.
You are welcome.
Okay. Okay. Is there a projected plan for closing up the Red Cross or cleaning them up because they've been doing so much harm in stealing money for so many years and it seems to get worse with each disaster? And still people don't know. Don't donate to the Red Cross. It's cabal. Can you give us any projection on that situation?
By the end of spring next year, they will no longer be.
Ah, so they're just going to get closed up. Gone. Gone. Okay.
This is appropriate.
It certainly is. They have stolen billions that good people donated to help in disasters. And I think the most publicized situation was the Haiti earthquake a few years ago, where it was not only the Red Cross that did the stealing, but Bush and Bill Clinton, baby Bush, Bill Clinton, who showed up there immediately, and all they did was strip the central bank of what there was and steal anything else they could, right?
Most correct. All in the name of charity.
And there's something like 6 houses that have been built in Haiti instead of the thousands and thousands and thousands that are needed that the money was sent for to help the people. True?
True. Overall, a totally bad deal.
And Haiti got hit again with this last hurricane. So imagine those people are in really terrible shape, which is miserable. I'm sorry for that, them having to suffer that. I have said for a long time that if you're going to give to a disaster, give to a local church or charity that you know they're going to send volunteers and take the aid and hand it out themselves and be sure that it gets to the victims, that that's the only, in the current world, that the only way to be sure. Or the Salvation Army does a great job. Some people have a hang-up about that being a church. Well, they do a great job in disasters from what I've seen. Can you comment?
They certainly do. They are very viable.
Their hearts are in the right place. Beginning with the CEO taking something like $18,000 a year in salary, and the Red Cross guy takes like $1.2 million in salary, right?
Right. Yeah, of course.
And the United Way guy is not far behind the Red Cross, whoever the head of the United Way is now.
They haven't gone away yet, but will.
About the same time as the Red Cross?
Yeah.
All these so-called charities that are not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Good. Good, good. Okay. There's a new exposure, a company I've never heard of, called Insys Therapeutics. That's part of Big Pharma. There's an article very recently about them promoting a drug that is supposed to help cancer patients who have severe pain. But they have so overmarketed in order to make money that they've gotten doctors to identify people who don't have cancer to take the drug. Is that true?
That is a case where money corrupts.
Yes. And money can corrupt absolutely, just like power, right? Yes. Okay. All right. There also was a really wonderful Good News Network article today on a Russian named Stanislav Petrov, who in 1983, it was reported that he was the top military person on duty when it came over the radar that there was a U.S. missile having been launched. So this was the height of the Cold War, 1983, that a U.S. missile had been launched against Russia. And he was aware that it was his job to make the call as to whether to retaliate. And he said he was also aware that there had been issues. Radar system not always being accurate at that time. That's a long time ago. It's much improved since then. And that the radar showed another missile, a second one, and then three more launched from the U.S. He reported that he reasoned that if the U.S. was going to hit Russia, they would send a lot more than one or five missiles at one time. And so rather than following military protocol, he used his intuition and decided that it was a fake report and did not push the button to retaliate. I think this man deserves the biggest gold medal on the planet. If this is a true story?
It is a true story, and he absolutely does deserve the medal.
And he didn't really get it. He was just not given credit that he should have been, and he was reprimanded for not doing proper paperwork, some simple way of them enforcing military protocol. But he should have been given a big parade or something like that because
by the
world. Because I had no idea until I read this that this has even happened. And I bet most people don't.
Most people do not. He is an unsung hero.
Fabulous. Fabulous. What a gift that he was willing to use his intuition instead of following what he was supposed to do technically. Yes, Angel, thank you. And also, who hit the radar to say that five U.S. missiles had been launched. Was that an early cabal effort to create war like we're used to now? They're doing all kinds of nasty things, but this is 1983. This is a long time ago.
Yes, it was one of their attempts to get World War III. There have been many, but this is one.
Well, that makes it correct. So they created false reports of missiles being fired to try to start World War III.
Yeah.
Okay, which they've tried many times. Okay, well, brave man, brave man. Okay, welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Rod. Welcome, Isis. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. How can I help you, dear?
Well, I heard Mary say how you helped her body heal a lot, and I was wondering if I could ask the same thing.
Absolutely. Done.
Thank you. Is there anything I need to do to facilitate or be active in that?
You just did it.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mary, tell Rod and you I'm so sorry about Chloe.
Oh, yes, I will, Susan. I will. Chloe?
Thank you.
Chloe's not happy. Rod could not bring her with him to Maui.
Oh,
and
yeah, I bet.
She was well cared for, but she wasn't happy. And when we saw her a year ago, so I'd never met her before, I could tell she was not happy. And she was also up in years. So thank you, Susan.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for all you do. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, can you address, there's reports about September 23rd, which is 2 days from now, being a very special date, although not much may show in the way of results of moving the planet and humanity forward. Can you address what's special about September
23rd? You can liken it to a spiritual harvest.
Spiritual harvest, that means good things will start showing up, because harvest means you've actually got fruits, vegetables, whatever that you can actually harvest and store, or, you know, save or eat. So that means things will be showing up more. Is that what you mean?
What I mean is there has been and will continue at a very accelerated pace an increase in consciousness for the humanity on the planet. That's what I mean.
Okay, that is good. That is very, very good. Okay. I have not heard much about Trump's UN speech, which he did the last day or two, I believe. There's been very little in the way of email. Can you address that at all?
It was a very trying to mend fences kind of speech, which was a good thing for him to do.
This is true. Mending fences is good. Did he say anything about how the U.S. has been carrying the bulk of the money costs for so long and that others need to step up? And any of those issues that were reported that he might talk about?
No, nor did he talk about the U.N. being disbanded.
Which is going to happen, is it not?
It is.
Okay. Do you have a date projection for that of any kind?
August 24th, next year.
Oh, that's not very far away.
And that's because it will be no longer needed. And the corruption, which is present there along with every other government, is no longer needed, right? And diplomats from other countries don't need free rides in New York City, food, hotel, and all of that, right? I mean, it's run its course. Is that basically what you're saying?
What I'm saying, dear, is that the New World Order agenda, which totally drives that organization, will come out.
Okay. Okay. So the New World Order, which is Rockefellers, Bushes, and all the people behind them, is bye-bye by that time. Lost cause. Yes. Okay. There's a lot of talk about Bitcoin and digital currencies and a lot of movements here and there. The host and I pretty well stayed completely away from that because it felt it was a temporary effort to address certain issues and wasn't necessary. And some people have made a lot of money on Bitcoin, but some have lost money also. Can you address all the digital currency situation?
Every one of those digital currencies, the value of your account can be taken to zero at the will of the people that run the organization.
Yes, that's true. You can just, if they feel like it, everybody can lose everything.
They can wipe you out without a thought.
Okay. And are most of the digital currencies at the top level, are they cabal, pretty much?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So when people get involved with that, whether they see any evidence or even questioning whether they're cabal or not, they need to say, is this really an honorable deal or is it cabal, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But let me ask you this. Why in the world would you invest in something where they could totally wipe it out in the blink of an eye?
Well, they can do that with the stock market, too, the individual stocks. And if they want to crash the whole market, they can. But the digital currencies, it's more obvious that they can just level it, right?
Totally. 2-0.
2-0. Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay.
Of course, if that's an experience you're looking for.
Well, maybe some people have looked for it without realizing they were looking for it, and maybe even if they got crashed out, they didn't realize they were looking for it. So it's not a happy deal.
Not at all.
John McCain, who has one of the most no longer hidden, is coming out, but one of the worst military track records on the planet, killing people, killing our own soldiers, creating a huge fire, all kinds of things. Where do you see him exiting fairly soon or being arrested? Or what's going to happen to John McCain?
There are a few people who are going to be able to exit the planet and go elsewhere. He is one.
Okay. Okay. Carol, welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Isis, I'm going to ask for a healing and also for help with my financial situation.
Done.
And my sister worked for the telephone company. She is now deceased. And we have she had bought some stock. And I have access to that stock. Should I pursue that? I mean, is that still something that could be cashed in?
Yes.
Oh, really? So who would I get, a lawyer or How does that work?
What you would get is a brokerage account.
Brokerage account?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, but would this money, I mean, her husband is still living and she has children. Would that money go to her husband and her children? I mean, apparently she didn't want that to go to them because she had hid it from her husband. So I'm not quite sure how to pursue that.
You have possession, yes?
Yes.
To the best of your knowledge, she wanted you to have this?
Yes. Well, yes. I believe so. Otherwise, she wouldn't have hit a husband.
Then proceed.
I think she wanted our parents to have it, actually, but then they're deceased also. So, okay, I will do that. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. Cindy, you're back?
Yes. The answer about John McCain didn't quite come clear through. Is he going to be leaving the planet? Is that what you said, yes?
Yes.
And approximate date he will be gone?
Next year.
Early, middle, end?
2/3 of the way through.
Oh, okay. We got him a while, huh? Okay. And then I would like to request a healing for myself. My main concern is being able to see out of my eyes. I don't know if it's glaucoma or cataracts, but especially my left eye is very foggy. Could you assist on having me have where I have 20/20 vision, please?
Done.
Okay. And hopefully my roommate Lauren's on the phone and is going to call in for a healing for herself. Hint, hint. Okay. Thank you very much, Isis.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. I've seen a report about Australians that several years ago, of course, they were tricked in one way or another or were awake to give up their guns, so crime went through the roof because they only collected from good citizens and not from criminals, of course, typical. The whole gun control thing is ridiculous. And now they're being hit heavily with mandatory vaccines and children being seen in schools by doctors without the parents' consent. This is, of course, a cabal move, right? And if there's anybody who can help the Australians with it, it would be lovely.
Yes, this whole agenda is part of the depopulation of the planet here.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, right.
Okay.
Yes. Along with many other things.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Okay, any suggestions for anybody in Australia who might be listening? Any suggestions for anybody there who might be listening?
Revolution can be firm, but bloodless.
All right, and that's a matter of waking the people up and getting consciousness and attitudes in gear
and moving forward. Yes.
Yeah.
Opposing.
Yeah.
These things, standing up and saying no.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. There was an article about Trump approving oil drilling offshore and onshore in the United States. And, of course, most of us know that there's going to be free energy not that far away, so no oil will be necessary. I saw it as, a move to create jobs, which is good in our situation currently. Two, a notice to the Middle East that you guys are out of here. We're going to do our own thing. And three, it'll be months before any drilling actually takes place because of the lead-in time to get the equipment and get everything in place, and therefore it may not happen at all. Is that a correct assessment, or can you comment?
That is entirely correct.
So it's entirely correct, and does Trump know that free energy is coming, and this is just a move, basically a play to accomplish all those things?
It is, and he is well advised.
Good, good, good. Okay. Lauren, welcome.
Hi. Cindy for Lauren. Her phone's not working, and she asked me to call for her. Isis, she's requesting healing on her foot instead of having to do surgery. She has a hard time walking. She's got a bone problem and other things. Could you please give her a healing?
Done.
Okay, but and then also,
Also tell her to soak it in Epsom salt water, hot as she can stand it.
For how long and how often?
Until the water cools, and three times a day.
And that will help heal her foot also, the bone?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, she's listening in on the call. And then a while ago, she had transferred the house into her daughter's name, and now it's being transferred back to her. She was wondering, once it's transferred back to her, how soon she'll sell that? Should she sell the house?
Is the question, should she sell the house?
No, she wants to sell it. Or would it be best that she doesn't sell it?
I would sit on that decision for at least a year.
Oh, okay. And then she could find a better property manager than the daughter currently has, because it's being rented out.
Yes.
Okay. Namaste, and thank you very much.
Most welcome, dear one.
Okay, namaste. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy. Okay. I read about Tesla doing what was called unlocking the battery packs in the Teslas in the Florida area where the hurricane was hitting so that people would have more battery ability to go more miles. I didn't even know that capability existed. Amazing. Can you comment about that?
He's trying to help, and that is a good thing.
Yes. Yes, it is. And yet it has to be done from the factory or from his headquarters. Is there anything that people can do in an emergency to unlock their own Tesla battery?
I'm afraid not.
No. No. Okay. All right. There's been talk off and on about how vulnerable our electrical grid system is in the United States.
that it would be so easy for some people with a dark agenda to create major problems. I am presuming that the galactic or people like yourselves are helping to protect that grid. Is that true?
That is absolutely true, my dear.
Okay, otherwise we would have already had the problem because it would be very cheap and easy to create some major problems in not that many places and create havoc, right? So
it would only take three places going down to do the whole grid off.
Do the whole mainland at least.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Three places. So I'm very grateful. I know all of us are grateful that that's not happened and that you all have been protecting us, because that grid, a lot of it is old and tired and vulnerable. Yes.
Yes, and as you know, it is going to be replaced.
Yes, it is, with free energy, right? Nice,
right.
Nice black boxes of some kind that are on location.
Well, they might be purple, but...
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Purple's fine. But they will be localized. They won't be a whole big grid system that's tied together, right?
Right.
Correct. Okay. Good. Good. Okay. My friend and client, Dennis, in Costa Rica, who is unable to call in, he listens to the archive later. Because he's in Costa Rica, he's unable to call in. He's asked two questions. One is about something he called black goo, which I'm not that up on, and that he says he's had personal experience with. Can you address black goo?
What is the question?
What is it? What does it do? What's its purpose? I assume it's nasty stuff.
It is very nasty stuff.
Okay.
It is biologically not safe.
Biologically not safe. Okay. And how is it created? Where does it come from? What's its source?
It comes from the cabal, man.
Cabal. So they make, it's an actual physical substance that they create and can like slime people with, or areas, or...
All the above.
Do anything they want with to create problems.
Yes.
Okay. So it would be like nasty mud that you could control and would do bad stuff, not just be mud, but that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Okay. Is there anything to, other than our consciousness, to protect ourselves if somebody gets attacked by that?
Again, you're quite correct. Consciousness.
Okay. Okay, got it. His other question was about something called the church bank, and I've seen it spelled church, C-H-U-R-C-H, or C-H-I-R-C-H, and I am not familiar with this. Can you talk about this?
This is an organization that is helpful to humanity.
So it's good.
Yes.
It's good and should be investigated. Is it like a private bank system? Or?
It's not a bank per se.
Not a bank.
But
okay.
This organization helps people in need.
Oh, so it's like a charity organization, not
yes.
A bank.
Right.
Okay. All right. Is it worldwide?
Not totally, but close.
But a good part of the earth.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay. On America's Got Talent, something that was recorded, I saw a man named Eric Jones who did magic with coins. And it looked like real magic, like amazing. Was this actually him doing it? Was he getting help from the other side? And it looked like there was no way he could pull off the stuff that he did. Can you address this?
He is an excellent illusionist.
So he was really doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent is not the word. It was above and beyond.
Totally.
Oh, amazing. Does he have other tricks up his sleeve so he could make a career out of this, or this is one deal?
No. This is what he does.
This is what he does, period. So he could become a real showman.
Mm-hmm.
He is a showman.
Yes.
Okay.
And Susan.
And Susan. All right. Susan, thank you. Sorry for the wait. Susan.
Hello, dear one. Perhaps she's gone.
Susan, I apologize for the wait. Are you there? Okay. She has phone problems occasionally. Okay, how is Trump holding up under the pressures of the most horrendous job on the planet, I think? Certainly of the ones we know about. And I'm just very proud of what he is accomplishing. Not that it's perfect, but he has an impossible job.
He's doing very well.
He's doing well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good. That is great. Any current time estimates on when the new governance is announced? Is it still around Thanksgiving, or has it been pushed out a little farther?
A little further, but not much.
So maybe between Thanksgiving and Christmas, or a brand new year, or something like that?
Yes.
Something like that. Okay. Okay. Good. How about the public exchange of currencies? Is that probably November-ish, or do we have a current estimate on that?
Thanksgiving.
Still Thanksgiving. All right, that's good. That's good. Okay, there's a Starship Earth report of a woman named Ileana, talking about off-world interplanetary human trafficking, children being taken to Mars, captured and taken, timelines, time jumping, that kind of stuff. Is her experience valid? Is it a mixed bag?
Mixed bag, dear.
Mixed bag, okay. So some of it is her chosen perception and some of it's real?
Yeah.
Okay. We do know there are colonies on Mars and there are colonies on the moon and elsewhere, right?
Right.
So, okay. So that we do know. She says she's from a galactic civilization. Is that true? We all are, are we not?
You are.
We all are. Okay. All right. Got that. All right.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. I love it, Isis. We're sorry your name was co-opted for something not nice. It was maybe clever, but not nice of them. You are too magnificent and beautiful a being to have that happen. So we apologize. Not that we can do anything about it, but we apologize for that theft. Okay. So do you have any final word for our callers and listeners, Lita?
I say again, what's your book?
Okay. Okay, good point. All right. We're very grateful for your presence. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
And thank you again for what you're doing for me and for those who ask for healing, because you are magnificent at that, and we are grateful.
That's welcome.
All right. Thank you. Namaste.